Welcome back to the Mike McFeely Outdoors Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO on this Saturday morning in the Red River Valley and beyond. Need to go now before we wrap up the show to Pollock, South Dakota, and check in with our friend Brent Odie, who, of course, is having the Pollock Men's Club Walleye Fishing Tournament, and it is coming up very quickly, and Brent wants to remind you to get your keisters down to Pollock, South Dakota, and get down there and catch some fish. Brent, did I use the proper terminology? Keisters down to Pollock. Is that our theme this year?
That would be close. It's probably not what I would say if I wasn't on the radio, but it's close.
Well, me neither, but it's an FCC thing. It's old George Carlin thing. You know, you can't do that. So tell us about the Pollock Men's Club tournament coming up here, Brent. When are the dates, and tell us all about it.
It is 2 weeks from today, the 21st and 22nd, in Pollock. It's sponsored by the Men's Club. It's a two-day tournament, both on Saturday and Sunday. We pay two separate days in this tournament. Saturday's a separate payout, and Sunday's a separate payout. We'll pay first through 15th both days, so you can get skunked one day and be back in the money the next day. We do give plaques for overall and some other stuff. I've had a lot of phone calls. People are running late. Farman, just me, I am too. On June 1st, the entry fee was supposed to go from $200 to $250. If they call me, I'm waiving that here for the next week or so. I'll still let them in for $200. We've got about 60 teams in right now. We limit it to 100. So there's still some room for guys to get in and come on down. We're right on the North Dakota-South Dakota border, right on the Missouri River, just in the South Dakota. So it's a quick little drive for everybody, and it's a fun tournament. Everybody likes to fish it. Saturday, the fishermen donate their first day's catch, and we get them cleaned up. And Saturday night, we got a big old fish fry with the homemade potato salad and all the goodies. So it's a fun time. Down in Pollock that weekend.
And so tell people, you know, where folks come from to fish. You always tell me, Brent, that there's a lot of guys from southeast North Dakota and northeast South Dakota that make their way out. You get some guys down from Bismarck. What's your area that you draw mostly from? So if people are wondering, gosh, should I drive out there or not? Or do I know anybody out there that's going out there? They might be able to get a feel for that.
I would say probably 30% of our teams come from the Bismarck-Mandan area. About 50% of them come from that Wahpeton, Breckenridge, Hankinson, and then down towards like Ortonville and that way. And a lot of them from Alexandria, Minnesota. That's where most of our, I'd say 70% of our fishermen are from the southeast North Dakota, northeast South Dakota, and west central Minnesota. That's where a lot of them come from. And we've had them. Actually, I saw one application yesterday when I was putting them in the computer. We've got a team coming from Florida.
Really?
So they come from all over.
It is not a bass tournament. If you're listening on the internet in Florida, this is not a bass tournament. It is a walleye tournament on Lake Hawaii out of Pollock, South Dakota. What kind of bite are we talking about at this time of the year, Brent? I know you've been so darn busy farming. Maybe you haven't had a chance to get out yourself, but are we talking a jig bite, a spinner bite? What are guys doing right now?
It sounds, I talked to some guys last night that were out for a while. It was beautiful yesterday. And they were pulling plugs is what they were doing. And that we're having really good. They had really good luck with that. I haven't got out myself, but hopefully maybe later this afternoon or tomorrow I can take a little time off and get out there. But everybody I've talked to is absolutely catching fish, and the bite is on, so hopefully it sticks with us here for a couple weeks. This is about the best fishing time there is on Lake Oahe, right by Pollock here. What? This 3 week window we're in it right now.
What are we talking about in terms of winning weights? I know that, you know, hey, this isn't PWT or MWC, you know, that type of tournament. It's a fun tournament. You don't need to be a pro to be in it. You can have your granddaughter or son or daughter in the tournament with you. But what are we looking at for a winning weight each day?
You know, usually in that mid-teens, 15, 18 pounds, if the bite is on. Last year in the two-day total was 69 teams, I think. Our two-day total at the weigh-in was just over 2,300 pounds. with 69 teams.
Okay.
So there's a lot of fish caught.
Yeah. No. And are we talking some big fish as well? Are we talking, you know, 5+ pound walleyes possible?
I think 8.5 pounds was the biggest fish last year. Ooh. And that was a hog.
That's
was
a dandy.
Big fish.
Yeah.
Yep.
No kidding. So what does this benefit? Pollock, I've been there many times. Nice small town in South Dakota, as you said, just south of the North Dakota border. But what are the proceeds benefit, Brent?
It's sponsored by the Men's Club, and this is our one thing we do a year to raise some money for ourselves so we can constantly give back throughout the year to the community. The Men's Club is like a JC's organization. We pretty much keep the wheels turning in Pollock is what the Men's Club does. We just planted a bunch of trees in the park. We put up playground equipment in the parks. If there's ever a tragedy, we've had, you know, people lose their homes to fires and things like that. The Men's Club is a group that steps up, gets the advertising going, has benefits for people, and does that kind of stuff. They're a group that's anytime something needs done in the community or in the area, the Men's Club is who steps up and who gets the job done.
If people want more information or want to enter the tournament, Brent, give them a couple of different ways to do that.
They can go online. It's up and running. They can't register online this year. Next year they'll be able to. But they can download the app off our website. It's www.pollockmensclub.com. Or they can go on Facebook, like our page on Facebook, if they search Pollock Men's Club. Or they can call or text me for more information. I can email the stuff out or get them pointed in the right direction. My cell phone is 605-848-1967.
And you have plenty of spots left, right? You said you have room for 100 and you have about 60 right now, so people need to call and fill up that tournament.
Yep, and if they just let me know that they're coming, I'll waive that $50 late fee here for the next week or so. So
you have to get your farming done. You have to get it done so you don't fish.
I am on my last 40 acres of soybeans as we speak. I'll be out of here in an hour.
That a boy. Brent, thank you. Be safe, and we'll talk again, okay?
All right, sounds good. Yep. Thanks a lot, Mike.
You bet. Brent Odie of Pollock, South Dakota. That is the Pollock Men's Club Tournament. We've had Brent on before and on my daily show on KFGO as well. It is a blast of a time, I am told. I've not done it. I need to mark it on my calendar next year to get down to Pollock. I've already planned a fishing trip for that weekend, so I can't back out of that one. But next year might have to be the Pollock Tournament. Get down there and have some fun with the boys and gals down in Pollock, South Dakota. That's going to wrap it up for Mike McFeely Outdoors. Another great show today. Thanks to Doug Lear, Jeff Katzer, and Brent Odie for their time today. This is the Mighty 790 KFGO. Do not go away. There's much more to come on this Saturday afternoon.
Hey, I'm a country man, a city boy can.